Raskin, January 6 probe getting waterfall of truth from more than 1,000 witnesses. By Pam Key on July 28, 2022. Representative Jamie Raskin, DMD, said Thursday on MSNBC's All In that the House Select Committee investigating the January 6, 2021 riot was getting a waterfall of truth from more than 1,000 witnesses. Hayes said, "When you work from the bottom up, as this committee has, some people from the lower levels know a lot, like Cassidy Hutchinson. She was willing to step in the stoplight and tell the world, which he knew and made a lot of people look bad. And all of a sudden, a lot of those people wanted to get their record. In the many investigations that Donald Trump has been subjected to, he has maintained a sort of code of silence among his circle, preventing their increase from ever getting steam. But right, now in this investigation, that does not seem to be working." He added, "Let me just ask you about your understanding of what does appear to be considerable momentum even many months into this of cooperating witnesses and what is driving it?" Raskin said, "It's like a waterfall of truth at this point. Just as there was a dynamic of lies and deception by Donald Trump, starting with the big lie, we have turned that around. When you have more than 1,000 witnesses coming in and telling you what had happened, it's the tiny handful of people who are either lying or refusing to participate who begin to feel very nervous about the situation because we're filling in all the details of what took place. So I would agree exactly with the various dynamics that you identified. I would add one more, which is that a number of people out there have seen Trump's loyalists say certain things. For example, I remember when Jared Kushner was asked about the threat of Pat Cipollone to resign, and he said, essentially, he chalked that up to whining on his part. That could not have been endeared himself to Pat Cipollone, who had not testified yet. So they're basically seeing the way this tiny group of people circling the wagons around Donald Trump, and they're willing to throw everyone else around under the bus, to mix that metaphor." Follow Pam Key on Twitter at PamKeenan.